This is Conversations That Count. I'm Brent Cunningham. This is part three of a conversation that I had with Derry Northrup, our senior pastor here at Timberline Church, and I asked him how he's navigated through some of the struggles that we often encounter amidst our devotional life with God. I hope you'll join us in this third part of our conversation and be as challenged as we've been.
You know, one thing you might think of just as we wrap this up and think about what are we going to do with this, it feels to me like every person should take the time to really examine what they want. Do you want an intimate relationship with God? Now, you and I know we want everyone to want that, don't we? But they need to be honest enough to say, yeah. Do I want this? If you want a good marriage, you can't just say you want a good marriage. You have to spend time together. You have to eat meals together. You have to help in the kitchen. You have to empty the trash. You have to be there, fully present, engaged in the real life of this person that you call your spouse. And I think I would really encourage the listener to ask that hard question. Do I want to have intimacy with my Maker, with my God? Do I really? Or do I just want to have the ability to say, yeah, I have devotions every day, and I don't miss them. I have a discipline. I read the Bible through this year. That you can say all of that and not have any intimacy with God. So I think it's important for us to ask the harder question of, yeah, you can be a reader, you can be a student, you can be academic, but are you intimate with God? Are you fully engaged in allowing God to soul search you, to put His hands on your heart and the places of your life that desperately need His touch? Because it's those critical issues to me that a devotional life is all about. If it's not about that, if it's just about the academic side, then I don't think I'm interested.
Yeah.
But I want God to get His arms around me and hug me tight. I want to feel Him, know Him, trust Him. And so it's an honest question.
Do I want it enough that I'm willing to pay the price? One of the most hard-hitting statements that I heard here just a little while ago, there was a guy, Peter Kreft, he's a Catholic theologian, and he was talking about, he asked a question just in a lecture. It was a very academic lecture, but this one question stuck with me out of everything. He said, the one reason I believe why we are not more godly is because we don't want to be. He said, if we were really honest, it's because we don't want to be. And what he was getting at was, we want to be, but it's a lesser want, because I would have to cut out some things in my life if I really put that want at a higher priority, right? So I guess another question is, what are some things that trump that want? You know, I want to be like God more than anything else. I say that. But do I really live it out? Because I'm guessing there's probably a few other things in my life that keep me from that.
I agree with that statement. It's a lesser want sometimes in our lives because of our culture, every place we live, the things we do, who we are, it's built into the DNA of us. And that's a challenging one. Do I want more of God?
Yeah. Boy, that's a great question to not just leave us with, but to return to every day, isn't it? Do I want all of God today? And if so, what does that entail?
Wow.
What does that entail in my marriage? What does that entail in my workplace? What does that entail with my friendships? What does that entail with just myself, the thoughts I'm really thinking about and working through? Because that's where it lies, doesn't it? That's the battlefield that we live out our relationship with God in, isn't it?
Boy, absolutely. And it's a challenge, but it's also encouraging to know that we can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think just leaving folks today with this understanding that you can have intimacy with God. You can. It's not something that's way off.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all of these components we've been talking about, giving yourself to it, wanting to do it, but the hope you can. And, you know, through these next few weeks and months, get excited. Let it be a Christmas morning when you know God has some gift He's going to deposit in your heart as you spend time with Him. And view it like that rather than, oh, great, I've got to go do that again.
Yeah. And it's neat, too, that it can look unique for each individual. My devotional life doesn't have to look exactly like yours, right? I don't have to do it a certain way. So as I go out and think, this is exciting, I'm going to approach it organically, but I am going to have some structure there at the same time. It doesn't have to look a certain way. I mean, mine might be out in nature, right? You know, that might be the place where I really connect with God. It might be in a study time. And there are so many different paths. And it might be 10 minutes where yours might be 20 minutes. It's not because you're a better Christian than
right.
I am.
Right.
It's unique. It's God's relationship with me, and that's a standalone, right?
Absolutely. And that's well said, because if you have someone who is driven by an academic world, they need to have that structure that challenges them, that they're reading, it grips them, and that's what motivates them into prayer, is mm-hmm. what they've just read, and they're angry about it, or they heard this debate, and they're all fired up, and they're going to go dig out the Word of God. That's important. Other people want a sound and a candle and a nature experience.
Yeah.
That's what they should do. So let's bless one another and encourage one another and find ways to simply have intimacy with God. Because I think that intimacy side, the devotional life, spending time with God, is more about the deeper cleansing of my life. I have a huge academic side of my life that involves study, reading, knowledge. Mm-hmm. But I know for me, that devotional time and spending time with God really, for me, whittles down to that quiet little voice of God that is so powerful. And it brings peace, deeper peace in me to do all of that other stuff and to stay motivated to walk in truth.
For more information on this audio recording or others like it, go to www.brentcunningham.org. All Bible passages read on this recording were from the New International Version, unless otherwise noted.